From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A Trump tour to say thank you gets underway today. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is embarking on what he is calling a thank you tour today with a campaign-style rally in Cincinnati, Ohio, hours after he appears in Indiana to tout an agreement with air conditioner maker Carrier to keep about 1,000 jobs there. In Indiana, he and Vice President-elect Mike Pence are due to visit Carrier's plant in Indianapolis and give a more formal announcement of the deal to keep jobs in the Midwestern state instead of moving them to Mexico. Trump transition team member Anthony Scaramucci says this is an example of the president-elect's economic policies at work.
If you keep 1,000 jobs for the Carrier Corporation and you leave them in Indiana, well, that's an increase, or at least not a decrease, in your tax base. So the idea here is to use the tax policy to create more middle-class jobs and to create wage growth for the working class. And so the combination of those two things, I think you'll see with dynamic scoring, that we should have a deficit neutral, or possibly even a reduction in the deficit if we handle this properly.
Carrier, which is a unit of the industrial and military conglomerate United Technologies Corporation, said earlier this year it was relocating the Indiana operations as a cost-cutting move. The company said in a statement Wednesday that factors in its decision to stay included financial incentives from Indiana and a promise from the incoming Trump administration to create an improved, more competitive U.S. business climate. U.S. allies in East Asia Thursday welcomed the incrementally tougher sanctions imposed on North Korea by the United Nations Security Council, but few in the region expect these new measures to deter Kim Jong-un's government. This is VOA News. Oil prices rose again Thursday, building on momentum from an agreement by OPEC to cut production for the first time since 2008. The decision sent oil prices up by about 10% Wednesday and gave an overall boost in energy stocks. Thursday's gains were more modest, with prices rising to about $50 per barrel. OPEC President Mohammed bin Salah Al Saud told reporters Wednesday how the agreement will be applied.
The agreement... that OPEC reduces approximately 1.2 million barrel a day to bring its ceiling to 32.5 million barrel per day, effective 1st of January 2017.
Before Wednesday's meeting in Vienna, Saudi Arabia's energy minister said OPEC would ask non-members to also cut production. Russia, a non-OPEC member, agreed to cut its oil output by 300,000 barrels a day. OPEC says it would like to see global oil prices between $55 and $60 a barrel, a level it says will help revive oil-dependent economies that have suffered from 2 years of prices that frequently fell to less than $50 a barrel. Russia pledged Thursday to continue its support of Syrian forces in Aleppo until the city is cleared of terrorists. The comment from the Russian foreign minister Sergei Lavrov came after a meeting Thursday with his Turkish counterpart Mevlut Cavusoglu, who said the two diplomats agreed on the need to reach a ceasefire in Syria. Russia and Turkey backed different sides in the conflict, with Russia a strong ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and Turkey supporting the rebels who have spent more than 5 years trying to push him from power. The Syrian military campaign in Aleppo, which includes Russian airstrikes, has raised international concerns about the safety of civilians in the rebel-held eastern part of the city. Syria has long described opposition fighters there and elsewhere as terrorists. The UN humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, is calling for states with influence to do everything within their power to protect those civilians and save what was once the country's largest city from becoming what he called one giant graveyard. Soccer or football fans in Brazil and Colombia held tributes Wednesday night in honor of those killed earlier this week when a plane carrying a Brazilian team crashed near Medellin, Colombia, killing 71 people. In Medellin, 40,000 people filled the stands where the city's Atlético Nacional team had been scheduled to play against the Brazilian team. Many of them were white and carried flowers of tribute.
That's the latest world news from VOA.